Up next, it is our pleasure to welcome to the show Joseph Jenkins, author of The Humanure Handbook. And I'm actually forgetting the subtitle on that. Are you there, Joseph?
I am, and you don't want to say the subtitle.
We'll get in trouble for it. So The Humanure Handbook. So The Humanure Handbook, for those of you who are not familiar, is the preeminent resource on composting human waste. Widely cited, widely translated, hugely influential in the world of composting. Mr. Jenkins, before we get started, I just want to say that I was so excited when Livonia told me that she was reaching out to you. I'm a huge compost fan, and I've been super curious about humanure for a while, even though I've only barely been involved in that. So thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Oh, great. A fellow composter. That's that's nice to hear.
Yeah, big time. Yeah, we can catch up more. First off, can you tell us, let's kind of start big picture. Can you tell us, can you start off just by telling us what humanure is?
Humanure is human manure. It's mm-hmm. a term that I coined because all the other words for that substance, you can't say them on some of them on the radio, for example. And you can't really discuss the topic very easily at dinner with grandma using the old terminology. So humanure is an innocuous term meaning human manure, or what people, human bodies, excrete as a result of their digestive systems. So it's human excrement and human urine. And constructively recycled for agricultural purposes. That separates the concept from human waste. Human waste is, a cigarette butt you fling out your car window. That's human waste. But people generally refer to human waste as human excrement, which is wasted. And when it's wasted, of course, it is waste. But humanure is not wasted. It's completely recycled. Nothing is wasted when you use a compost toilet system. So therefore, a new term had to be coined, and that's where humanure comes from.
Right. Yeah, as we say in the compost world, waste is a verb. So in the Humanure Handbook, you make a beautiful call for the wider adoption of thinking about it as humanure and finding better ways to recycle it. Can you tell us a little bit about how the world would be improved, how the world would be different if people composted humanure instead of using flush toilets?
Well, right off the bat, there are 2.5 billion with a B people who don't have toilets. Mm-hmm. So right off the bat, 2.5 billion people could have toilets if they knew that they could have a compost toilet. I've been to 64 countries so far, many of them multiple times. And one of the most startling things about teaching people how to make a compost toilet is that they say they never would ever have dreamed that such a thing existed. They never heard of it. And I've been doing it for 43 years, so it's second nature to me. But when I'm in, for example, in Nicaragua in a village where everybody open defecates, and we show them how to make a compost toilet, so the toilet's inside their dwelling, and they're taught, we train them, the whole process, and they're just flabbergasted that they can actually have a toilet that doesn't smell, doesn't pollute, doesn't need electricity, doesn't need water, and they can have it right beside their bed where they sleep, as opposed to having to wander out into a field or outside in the dark or in the rain to answer the call of nature. So that right off the bat, that can be a huge change in the world. Now, if you want me to elaborate and be more specific, when humanure is recycled, a whole lot of water pollution is prevented. Mm. Every time a toilet is flushed, actually every time a toilet is used, water is polluted. Now, water has to go someplace. Somebody has to deal with it. The effluent from wastewater treatment plants is still polluted, and there's nothing that you can do about it. It's just impossible to completely clean water that's been that's been used in a toilet. Secondly, there's a ton of soil fertility that goes down the drain mm-hmm. when a water toilet is used, and it is just going to waste. That's where the human waste comes from, the term. Mm-hmm. That soil fertility could all be recycled. So imagine if a dairy farmer with a herd of cattle flushed all the cattle manure down a drain. Other farmers would think he's nuts because they need that manure to fertilize the fields to grow the food that the cattle eat. So we don't. We just flush ours, down the toilet, and it goes to waste, and we buy artificial fertilizers. So we could have greatly enhanced soil fertility, a lot less pollution, if humanure was recycled on a wider scale around the world. But more importantly right now, in my opinion, is people can have toilets who don't have them at all.
That is... the way that you're framing it, humanure seems like such an amazing game changer for so many people in so many different positions. So I'm really excited that you're doing this advocacy work.
I look at it as the last great untapped resource.
Hmm.
As long
the final
as there's
frontier
people,
of recycling.
Yeah, as long as there are people, there will be humanure.
Hmm.
And it has value, every time you use a compost toilet, it's like putting a nickel in a piggy bank. You're actually collecting something of value that will come back and reward you later because it turns into compost, and compost grows food. So, it's a pretty interesting concept. In general, though, around the world, most of the humanure mountains of humanure, hundreds of thousands of millions of tons are all going to waste.
Going to waste and also polluting the water around the streams and the villages all over the world.
The rivers, lakes, estuaries, groundwater.
Exactly.
Right. So
my most recent edition of the Humanure Handbook, I dwell a lot more on those issues.
Right.
Water pollution. Because it's not just water. You're not just polluting water with humanure or human waste, let's call it, because it's being wasted. But everything that goes into your body that comes out again, like pharmaceuticals and drugs and antibiotics and chemo drugs. I mean, all that stuff comes out and gets into the water. It's incredible how much chemical and pharmaceutical effluents there are that people aren't even aware of.
So we've got about 30 seconds left, but I wanted to just see if you had any quick words of advice for people who are interested in trying to practice humanure composting in suburban homes or in cities.
Well, first thing I would say is get a copy of my book, The Humanure Handbook, and I'm not trying to sell it because you can read it free online at humanurehandbook.com. You can read the entire thing cover to cover for free. It's been free online since 2000, for 20 years, and people can read it. And if they, if they're interested enough, they'll buy a copy or or download a copy. You can download a copy as well. So get a hold of the book, Humanure Handbook. It's in the fourth edition now, and there's a ton of information in there that pertains to everybody.
Listen, Mr. Jenkins, thank you so much for joining us. He is author of Humanure Handbook. Thank you for sharing your expertise with us here at Hudson Mohawk Magazine. We really appreciate it so much.
Oh, it's been a great pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.